Good morning, it's Monday. This is Guru's Tech Bytes, episode 73. I hope your coffee machine didn't demand a Microsoft account before brewing, because today's hack news pile is weird, practical, and just technical enough to make a normal person stare out a window for a second. First up, Firewood Splitting Simulator is at the top, and yeah, apparently the internet woke up and chose digital lumber. It is one of those little physics toys where the computer does a strangely convincing job of turning a simple chore into something you can poke at for way too long. You know what this reminds me of? When somebody makes a flight simulator for a lawn chair, and suddenly every engineer in the comments is discussing torque like they are defending a dissertation. Second, how to earn $1 billion is pulling an absolutely cartoon-sized comment thread, which usually means everybody has a plan and nobody has $1 billion. The useful part is not that there is a secret button marked wealth, because if there was, some venture capitalist would have already put it behind a login. It is really about leverage, software, distribution, timing, and being willing to look ridiculous before the graph goes up. Third, your EPUB is fine as a reminder that publishing formats are held together by standards, readers, and a surprising amount of vibes. Somebody can hand you a valid ebook, and another app will still act like it found a raccoon in the file. Okay, that's something. It is the same old tech lesson, compatibility is not a checkbox, it is 1,000 tiny arguments in a trench coat. And finally, ShowHN. Kage can shadow a website into a single binary for offline viewing, which is the kind of idea that makes me both impressed and mildly suspicious, like a toaster that remembers my birthday. For archiving, demos, documentation, or field work with bad internet, bundling a site into one portable thing could be genuinely handy. Just don't point it at your entire browser history unless you want your laptop to file a workers' comp claim. That's your Daily Bite. Have a great day. Until next time.